And this process of education and of tawbah is expressed in concrete, very beautiful Quranic language, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the wali, the guardian, the protecting friend, the patron of those who have iman. Yukhrijuhum min al-zulumati ila an-nur. He takes them out of the shadows into the light. There you have a perfect expression of the process of repentance, the process of education, where it comes from, where we are, where we should be going. Note, Allah is the active agent here. It's not human beings who are doing it. Allah is the wali. And what is his wilayah, his governance, his patronage? He takes people of iman out of the shadows into the light. Pure tawheed. Zulumat, always plural in the Quran, because there always has to be more than one shadow. Nur is always singular in the Quran. It's one of his names. There is only one light, and light is indivisible. Perfect metaphor for the divine. So the process of tawbah and the process of education and the process of becoming Muslim, truly Muslim, with a small m, if you like, submitted, is the process of recognizing the shadows for what they are, and of celebrating the shadows, not because of the darkness, but because of the light that gives them form. Because without the light, where are the shadows? Everything in the world, if the Quran says it's shadows, zulumat, only has being because of the light. Take the light away, and where are the shadows? Without the divine in the system, where is manifestation? Disappears. As soon as you turn the light off, shadows are gone. Nothing. Absolute adam. Void. But there is not void. We see multiplicity around us. And these are the shadows cast by an-nur. Nur as-samawati wal-ard. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who cover up, those who deny. أَوْلِيَاءُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. And here the register speaks in the plural. Their awliya, their protecting friends, are the taghut. Very broad Quranic term, meaning anything to which absolute power is falsely attributed. False gods, false centres of qudra. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They take them out of the light into the shadows. So it's a dynamic picture of the cosmos that we have. And that dynamic functions endlessly. There is no moment when any individual human soul is not being brought closer to the light or taken further away from it. We are all in a state of constant vibration. Allah is muqallib al-qulub. He is the one who turns the hearts. That's why the qalb is called qalb, because لِكَثْرَةْ تَقَلُّبِهِ. Taqallub, which is the root of qalb, the heart, means to vibrate, to move, to oscillate. And that's our condition. There's nothing that is thabit about the essence of the human qalb. We're always moving forwards or backwards. Every moment is better or worse than the one before it. So